Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Budget wranglings are still underway in government buildings in the run-up to the October 12th announcement, and meetings and negotiations are taking place between ministers. And there are reports today suggesting the elderly pensioners will be the big winners. I'm joined on the line now by Gabby Agatabitskaitha, the political reporter with the Irish Independent, who has news too of a proposed new insurance levy. And I'll also be joined by Peter Boland, director of the Alliance for Insurance Reform, in a moment to talk about that. But first, Gabby, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Claire.
So we want to talk about the leaks that are emerging, but I see on the front of your own paper, this is going to be a budget bonanza, you say, for pensions. Tell us why.
Yeah, so I think certainly the feeling at the moment within government buildings is that older people will be the big winners in the upcoming budget. Even just things that we're hearing from the Taoiseach himself in the Dáil yesterday, saying that, you know, if social welfare payments and if the state pension does not go up, people will be worse off. We also understand that with those spiralling energy and electricity costs, the government is looking at fuel allowance and how that can be may perhaps broadened out to a wider range of people. So that will mean, of course, good news for pensioners and people on social welfare.
So there'll be a lift in the basic pension rate and a lift in the fuel allowance. Is that what you're hearing?
So certainly with the state pension, even Social Protection Minister Heather Humphreys yesterday speaking at Dublin Castle, she said that she's conscious that the state pension and social welfare did not go up in last year's budget, and that is something that government will consider. When it comes to the fuel allowance, there's indications that, I suppose, the criteria for how you're eligible for the fuel allowance, that might be looked at to be broadened out a little bit, just to help pensioners and people that are, I suppose, not as well off pay those spiralling costs for electricity and heating.
Okay, this is despite, now if there's a lift in the basic pension rate, this is despite these department officials in their tax strategy paper saying that increasing the state pension, it just doesn't have any impact on poverty rates.
That's right. I think that certainly the feeling between ministers is that, look, they weren't able to give any hikes last year for the social welfare or the pension. You know, the living wage or the cost of living is going up, and they're conscious, I suppose, maybe to target that grey vote a little bit to appeal to those people. But I think certainly it's a good look for the government to be, as we come out of the pandemic, most of the restrictions are lifted, and it's good news that people are getting back to work. But as those bills pile up, you know, the government, it's good for the government to be looking like they are trying to help people who are less well off.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you have the squeezed middle who also struggle. Is there any indication of tax cuts, or is it all going to the pensioners?
Well, I suppose it remains to be seen. As you said there, there's bilateral meetings going on between civil servants and ministers, sort of with key decisions to be made over the next week to 10 days or so. The Taoiseach did indicate that there might be some tax cuts yesterday in the Dáil. He was saying that, look, we don't want people that are earning all their money to lose it then on tax as well. So perhaps there might be maybe little small tax cuts. I suppose that is yet to see as we go through the negotiations what actually materialises out of that.
The other thing I wanted to talk to you, which I said at the beginning there, Gabby, this new insurance levy, it's already been branded by the Consumers Association as sneaky. What's it about?
Yeah, so this comes on the back of a report in the Sunday Times over the weekend that there is a rescue fund to bail out insurers, which has been proposed by the Department of Finance and the Central Bank of Ireland. So our consumer affairs correspondent, Charlie Weston, is reporting this morning that insurance campaigners have reacted with anger to the proposal because that they're saying that, look, ultimately policyholders will end up footing the cost for it. And this comes at a time where there's already 7 different levies on insurance policies in Ireland.
Gabby, thank you very much for bringing us up to speed on all of that. Gabby Agatabitskaitha there from the Irish Independent. Peter Boland, as I said, is Director for the Alliance for Insurance Reform, and Peter is on the line. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Claire.
So 7 levies already. I think consumers will be surprised and a little upset about a new levy in prospect.
Proposals on this couldn't come at a worse time, Claire, and we note that it was slipped out very quietly into the consultative process that it's currently running through. We hadn't heard about it until the newspaper articles on Sunday and today. But essentially, from reading now the Department of Finance's proposals, this is premature and unnecessary. It's premature because there's a European Union common resolution framework being developed at the moment. So there's no point in putting together the response of what is a very small market within the European Union until we know what the European Union is doing.
So you're saying the European Union legislation could guard against there being a big impact if another insurance company goes bust down the line?
Precisely, but we don't know what that legislation looks like. So we should surely be waiting until that is visible. And the second thing is that since the start of 2016, there's a new regime in place supervising insurers within the EU, Solvency II it's called. It is far more rigorous than previous regimes. So the chances of an insurer going bust within Europe are dramatically reduced since the start of 2016. So front-loading precautions out of the pockets of policyholders for something which is far less likely to happen now makes no sense. And to be honest, from our perspective, we're looking at the reforms that are going through at the moment. Some have happened, some more are promised. They are not having an impact on the liability side of insurance, which is the kind of insurance that businesses, voluntary and community groups are paying. In fact, it's early in our research, but what we're seeing is that premiums are still going up. So putting a levy on top of that is going to make it all the more difficult for Ireland to recover from the pandemic, because the intention is it will happen through SMEs.
All right. Well, look, it's one to watch, certainly. Peter, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us today. We'll take a quick break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.